evolution that's been observed in labs, or are you talking about evolution synthesis?
What the hell is evolution synthesis?
You don't know what that is?
No, nobody. I've never heard anybody use that term, and I've read probably like 20 books about evolution. What the hell is this thing?
Yeah, so evolution synthesis is the 1920, jump where people brought together lots of evidence.
Oh,
where
the modern synthesis of evolution?
Yeah.
Well, that's just... What were you saying that was in contrast to? Do I believe in... What's the ultimate...
Microevolution? Like, observable...
Microevolution? Oh, in the lab. Yeah. The modern synthesis and what we observe in labs are not competing ideas.
I'm asking you, which evolution are you referring to?
There's only one evolution. By natural selection.
Okay, so that is not a fact.
Yes, it is.
Do you know what a fact is?
Something that's known to be true.
Okay, can a fact be something that's not true?
I could be super pedantic and I could talk about how, like, there are factual things about, like, fictional characters and things, but no, evolution is as well known as pretty much any other scientific idea. Like, literally trillions upon trillions of pieces of evidence.
Sure, but having evidence doesn't prove a fact, does it?
That's the only thing that evidence does, and that's the only way we come to know facts, apart from things that are true by definition, like what a bachelor is.
Observing something in front of your face, you're able to prove these things. Bringing evidence for scientific theories doesn't prove that it's a fact. You could say that
it does. That's what a fact is.
You just said a fact is something that is true.
Known to be true. Name anything that's a fact.
Planet Earth is round.
How did we arrive at that knowledge?
In many ways. We went around the globe many times for the last 70 years.
Right. So a scientific-like investigation gave us the information we needed to know that the Earth is a globe. Because if you didn't know anything, if you lived 10,000 years ago, you would be forgiven for assuming the Earth is flat or just having no idea, because there would be no way of really knowing it without doing a pretty sophisticated... there's nudibranchs in this game mode? That's awesome. Without doing a pretty sophisticated study of the world around you. So, according to you, science is what collects the data that allows us to know that, or to discover facts. I'm not saying it's the only way, but it's just really weird that you said that's not how it works, but then you just gave an example of exactly that being the way it works.
So, no, what I gave an example is we could go into, 25,000 miles above Earth and keep circling around the globe. We could observe it and measure it. You can't do that with evolution.
Yeah, you can. We do evolution experiments the time.
Evolution, the evolution theory of people evolving from natural selection.
Are you a Christian?
I'm not a Christian, no.
Are you a religious person?
I don't observe any religions.
Okay. Do you believe that anything in the past ever happened?
To the best of my ability, of course.
Would you say that, let's see.
George Washington was the first president?
Okay. Is that a fact?
It's not a fact by this argument, no.
Okay. Well, congratulations on being able to tell that according to your argument system, or whatever you want to call this, your logic. We can't claim that it's a fact.
It's not my logic, it's your logic.
No, because you're saying if something happened in the past, we don't get to call that thing a fact. That's what you've been doing this whole time. That's why we went down.
Yeah, exactly. It's not observable.
Yeah, so that's according to you, not me.
So you observed evolution theory? You watched the whole thing?
You don't have to watch the whole thing. If something happened in the past, wouldn't it leave evidence behind?
For example,
George Washington existing. For example, evolution occurring.
So George Washington existing is not exactly a scientific thing. It's something that's taught through tradition in schools.
Okay.
Schools all around the world.
If evolution were true, what would the evidence look like?
You would be able to watch it and observe it.
Okay, well, we do that.
Okay, so which species have you seen evolve in the last 100 years?
There are many examples that have been seen in nature, particularly hybridization with plants. What is that one called? There's one called... It's not a foxtail. I don't remember. I wrote about it in a book. You'd think I could remember since I wrote it, but I can't remember off the top of my head. But we have we've taken single-celled organisms and turned them into multi-celled organisms, for example.
Is that a new species?
Obviously. You can't. If something goes from single-cell to multi-cell, that's a completely different kind of living thing.
Okay, so... I mean, we have cells in our body that start off and evolve in the mother's womb. It's not still the same species, right? The DNA is the same.
DNA yes, not changed. Because that is part of your life cycle. It is not part of, they did this with yeast, it's not part of the yeast life cycle to become multicellular at any point. We forced it through... It was basically a forced evolution experiment. We put specific selective pressure on the yeast and conditions that we thought would favor multicellularity, and spontaneously it occurred. Even with they even have cell specialization, which differentiates it from a colony of cells, and instead makes it a true multicellular organism.
Okay, so that bacteria became into another bacteria, right?
No, it's yeast, and it turned into a completely new... Yeast are not multi-celled organisms. So this turned into a completely new thing. What is yeast?
I know that it's you know, it uses to eat bacteria or kill bacteria in bread or something. Is that what you're talking about?
It doesn't do that. Yeast is just a single-celled fungus.
Okay. I would just like to understand how this is becoming a new species.
Because it went from a single cellular organism to a multicellular organism. If you tomorrow transformed into a single-celled thing and were able to live and maintain, like live in perpetuity as a unicellular thing, we would say you're not a human being anymore. You're something completely different.
Would I be able to produce with other human beings?
Well, we don't know. There's no such thing as a single-celled human being, so we don't know what it would be. But no, if you turned into a single-celled human being, pretty safe to say that you would not be able to combine with an egg cell, for example, and create a new cell, because you would be a diploid cell and not a haploid cell.
I'm just curious. Are you playing a game right now?
Yes.
Nice. So you're having a debate and playing a game at the same time?
Yes. These debates are trivial. This isn't very difficult.
So you do this all the time, I guess. So it's just another repeated.
Been doing this for years.
Okay. I'm not really interested in these type of things. It's just curious of how evolution would be affect. All right.
Well, it's the same. It's the exact same kind of fact as the Earth orbits the sun is a fact. You can't see the Earth orbit the sun. But we know what kind of evidence to collect in order to prove or disprove the idea. And it turns out that Earth orbiting the sun always passes all the tests. And evolution has passed every single test that's been thrown at it.
Yeah. So, I mean, the flat Earth, I mean, that's stupid. That's silly. Creation. I don't know what you mean by creation. I think you mean by Genesis and in the Torah. I don't know if that's what you're talking about. The Big Bang is also the same argument you would bring with evolution, but the Big Bang is measurable. I mean, you could measure these things.
So evolution,
I just don't see it as something you could actually measure or observe, and that's why I would just see that.
We do it all the time. Why is it that every single fossilized organism is something that doesn't exist anymore.
Sorry, every what?
Every single fossilized organism is something that doesn't exist anymore, is a species that doesn't exist anymore. Why is that? And why is it that none of the species that exist today are in the fossil record?
The fossil record has huge gaps. I mean,
I don't care if it has gaps. Archaeology has gaps, but we still know chronologically which things happened. There are some things we don't know, but there's a huge amount of stuff that we do know. So I didn't dare to say that, oh yeah, there's actually nothing to even learn anymore with respect to evolution.
No, I
would never dare to say something like that. Why is it that all of the species in the fossil record are species that aren't alive today? If species haven't been changing over time, then how come all of the fossilized species are different species? Does this crab ever die? I've never done this level before.
I'm not really understanding. I mean, how would that prove evolution? Because you found species that no longer exist anymore.
Buddy, do you even know what evolution is?
Yeah, evolution, the process
it's idea
of evolution.
That, it's the idea that organisms change over time, that species change over time.
Through natural selection.
Yeah. So if the organisms of the past are different, but
no,
where do...
No, they're just dead. Like in natural selection, they die out.
Yeah, they're dead, but
natural
they don't exist anymore.
Out. Yes, because natural selection has killed them out.
Okay, that's what evolution is. Evolution says that the species change over time. Now, obviously, if they're changing over time, then the ones in the past stop existing. And exactly what we see in the fossil record.
That doesn't prove it.
That's exactly what that does.
They could have died for
because that's specifically what the prediction is.
Lions
and then
and
that's
tigers.
Specifically what happened.
Okay, one second. Lions and tigers and whales are going extinct. Does that mean that evolution is true? No, because they could be dying for other reasons.
Things dying is not... The concept of evolution
is,
does not begin
premise,
and end with things die.
I'm not understanding. The premise of your argument is that the species that we found in the fossil record no longer exist. Therefore,
yeah.
Evolution must be true because of natural selection. Well, I can
Buddy,
bring another argument.
This is necessarily... You're
it's
not,
just a theory.
Just
you're just
listen.
Bringing a theory. That's just a theory because I could bring other arguments for that.
I'm just saying, if humans came from monkeys, why are there still monkeys? You can't have an atmosphere next to a vacuum. The Big Bang violates the second law of thermodynamics. Everything that's created requires a creator. Show me curvature. There are no missing links. Evolution has never been observed. The Earth is only 6,000 years old.
Such
you're,
as lions, tigers,
you're
and,
not,
and wheels
you're not
are
paying
being extinct.
Any. You don't understand how this works. It is a necessary fact that if evolution is true, the species have to change over time. Do you understand that?
Obviously,
okay.
But it doesn't
and
prove.
And that's what
prove.
100% of the evidence shows. So I do have evidence of it. You keep saying that doesn't prove it. Prove
that's
means,
not, that's a ther-
prove means
a theory.
To find evidence for something. All
you're
we
bringing...
have is proof.
Okay, for example, let me just... try to understand what you're saying. So you're saying that DNA is found in bananas, DNA is found in other apes.
I haven't
apes.
Said
They're,
anything about
no, no,
bananas
I'm just, I'm bringing,
or
I'm
apes.
Bringing this, I'm bringing this argument from evolution. Therefore, we all evolved from one ancestor because we all share the same DNA. I could bring another argument for why we have DNA.
Go ahead.
Maybe the same thing that created everything put DNA in everybody. So I'm saying
yeah,
just
except
because
that's
you have
not
a, theory,
except that's not a testable idea and it's not scientific. And there's no reason to think it's true because that idea can't be tested. The other idea was put to the test. We, the evolutionists, were so bold as to say, look,
you're not able to
I
test
know,
evolution, dude.
I, yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can because evolution necessarily
in labs, you could be tested. In order to test something, you have to run it over and over and over again. You have to run it over and over and over again, and you're going to have the same process. It's impossible. You would need an unlimited amount of years. You would need millions and millions of years. Now let's bring the mathematical question. I don't know why you're booing yourself.
Jesus, shut up, kid. Okay, if evolution is true, then all life on the planet has to be related. What's different about evolution versus whatever you're saying is our idea, we know how it could be proven false. Instead, it passes every test. What you did was you waited for all the scientists to do the real work, and then you retroactively said, yeah, but a creator could have done that. Do you have any evidence that a creator did that? No.
Do you have any way of knowing or even testing it?
No. So therefore, your idea is as valid as unicorn queef dust.
I'm just saying that you have a theory.
Did you know that unicorn queef dust could magically make all of the plants and animals have similar DNA? Because it's magical.
One second. I understand your...
Nope. You're going to answer the question and then you get to go off, King. Did you know that unicorn queef dust could magically make all the DNA of all the plants and animals look similar?
Yeah, I read about that somewhere.
So answer the question for cereal this time. Did you know that because it's magical, unicorn queef dust could do that?
Yeah, I just finished the documentary of what you just said, yeah.
Okay, So obviously what's happening here is some part of you knows that you've been exposed, and so now you have to try to make light of the situation.
No, it's a stupid argument. You're bringing unicorns into my argument. It's not a stupid argument. Yeah, you're bringing a negative. I'm not arguing on a negative. But one second.
I didn't argue a negative. What the hell are you talking about?
You just brought up a negative. Unicorns? Unicorns are negatives, my guy.
What does that mean?
It means you cannot... It doesn't exist, so therefore you cannot prove or disprove it.
Magic doesn't exist. There goes your God hypothesis.
I just brought up a theory. You have a better theory than mine. What
unicorn
I'm saying
queef
is
dust
you don't have a
is identical
you just
to
have a
yours.
Theory. You have a theory, not a
yeah,
fact.
Yeah, unicorn queef dust is my theory. And it's good as yours.
One second. Evolution theory is probably the best theory there is. It doesn't mean that it's a fact. That's all I'm saying.
What do you think a fact is?
Something that will never be wrong. It will always be true no matter what you do.
Yeah, well, that's... Okay, well, evolution will always be true.
Evolution in labs and things that we've seen.
Okay,
obviously.
I take your concession. What do you want to talk about next?
No, there's nothing else to talk about. You're just going to, have your opinion and I'll have my opinion.
But yes, I will be correct and you will not.
Again, evolution is a theory, not a fact. That's all.
The reason we call it a scientific theory is because it is a fact. Do you think the Earth orbits the sun? Because that's called heliocentric theory.
The other thing, you have to explain the mathematical chances of this happening.
Do you think the Earth orbits the sun?
The Earth definitely orbits the sun.
Oh, well, I have bad news for you. It's called heliocentric theory.
Well, I mean, we're observing. Are you telling me we cannot observe the Earth going around the sun? That's not observable.
No,
it's not.
Einstein proved that it's all relative. What we have are extremely successful models and an extremely good reason to assume, based on parsimony, that the simplest reason is the most likely to be true one. So what we have is we call it a fact because of the overwhelming amount of evidence that supports it. But then there's a logical argument because we could be pedantic or solipsistic about it. But there is a probabilistic case that we can make that actually it's vastly more likely that the simpler idea is true. Because a fact is something that's known to be true. To know something means to have justified true belief. For a belief to be true, it has to correspond with reality. That's all that science does is those kinds of things.
So you want to bring up a reality. That's great. Because let's start with the math. For human life to exist, for you just to get here from the Big Bang, that mathematical probability.
The odds are 400 trillion to one or some stupid huge number.
It's not a number that anyone could ever comprehend. For example, you could measure
the odds that something that did, as a matter of fact, happen are actually 100%.
No. I'm asking you the chance, not the outcome. I don't know if you ever did probability and statistics in school, but you could go bring someone up here and who
you have 200 people
Buddy,
on here.
Maybe. Do you know what
you just made a false claim.
No, I didn't. Do
the
you know what the
chances of something
odds?
Happening still remains the chances. Until that outcome happens, then it's one. What I'm asking
that's what
you,
I said, you I'm idiot. You, I said I'm the odds you, that something no, no, no. that's already what occurred I, happening are 100%.
So, but that's not the question.
That's
not
what
I
said.
You.
And
that's
then you said, you. No, where you screwed up is you don't understand that if something has
that's
happened,
not what I asked you.
Then it's
that's
100%.
I asked you, what is the chances of you starting from the Big Bang Theory of getting to here? What is that chance? And you said, well, actually, because I'm already here, therefore the answer is one. That's not what I asked you. I asked you, what is that chance?
Since it already happened, according to you, the
odds
are one.
That's not what I asked you.
Yes, it is.
I understand you are here, therefore, obviously, it's one. That's not
what
I'm asking you. I'm asking you a different question.
Then I don't need to say anything else.
Okay, it seems like you can't have a comprehensive dialogue or something, because I'm just asking you a straightforward question.
Said the stutterer. Anyways,
yeah,
do you know?
I'm dyslexic. There you go.
Do you know dyslexic isn't a speech disorder? It's a reading.
Yes,
disorder.
It is. Yes, it is.
Okay,
it
buddy.
Literally is.
Okay,
yes,
buddy.
It is.
Anyways, did you know that the odds of any that a deck of cards can be shuffled 52 factorial ways?
Yeah, but the chances of
okay.
you.
So
the
is it?
You,
so is it? If I go to a casino and pick up a deck of cards, that. The order that they're in is one out of 52 factorial different ways. So is
yeah,
it impossible?
Zeros.
Is it impossible for a deck of cards to be arranged that way?
Yeah, of course. 63 zeros. If you keep doing enough times, it'll happen.
What,
63
no,
zeros
what
is
I,
small numbers.
Buddy,
I'm talking about something that's way beyond your comprehension level. And
by
mine,
the way,
and
I don't know
else,
if you can see this or not, but dyslexia is not classified as a speech impediment. There we go.
So
the
keep
question
going. That's
I
an
asked
overall,
you.
That's an overall AI. Keep.
What I asked you was, well, I don't know if it's a question or what.
Go ask.
Is it possible to find a random a deck of cards? Since there are 52 factorial ways of a deck of cards existing, if you find a deck of cards, is that proof that a miraculous magical creature must have shuffled the deck because of how many different combinations there are?
No, because 63 zeros is a very small number compared to you actually being here. It's an
when,
unknown. Like
when does
you could
the number?
Say, you could say 000 forever.
Why is it that we don't need magic to overcome 1/52 factorial, well, but we do need magic
yeah,
to overcome
number.
Bigger
that's like
numbers?
A, you're comparing like the grain of sand to the sun with that. Your 63 zeros, like you could
Buddy,
say zero.
52 factorial is vastly bigger than the number of particles in the observable universe. So when
okay,
you say
how many zeros
when you say 52 factorial is a small number, I mean, well, actually, maybe it's
compared,
not that big. Let's look this up.
Compared to the chances of human life coming to existence, it's a very small number. I think it's 63 zeros. I'm not sure. I forgot. This is like something I read about like 8 years ago.
It's 66 zeros. So I was wrong. My mistake. It's not bigger than the number of atoms in the universe.
Right,
but
anyways,
it's still,
I gotta
it's
go.
Just,
I mean,
it's absurd.
Bringing,
how
every
big
time
it
I
is.
Ask a question, you ask me another question to argue back. I mean, all right,
I'm pointing
go.
Out how you don't know how to think.
I don't. All right. So I don't have critical thinking skills. Okay. Thank you. All right, enjoy your game, my guy. I hope you win.
It's a pretty good game. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.